In studio with me now, I have three beautiful ladies from the School of Rock. The School of Rock is a leading in performance-based music education that has 245 schools in the USA, Canada, South America, Philippines, Australia, and South Africa. With us now, we have two students, Shandy Sorantos and Rose Bruce, who have both been chosen to be part of the school's All-Star program in the United States. The two 17-year-olds will be joining the best musicians from within Schools of Rock's international network of schools and will be going on two separate 10-day tours. Joining them in studio is Lee Spawn, the co-owner and marketing director of the Claremont School of Rock. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Could you each please tell us more about yourselves and the instruments you play?
Well, I'm Shandy Sorantos. I'm 18 years old. I go to Springfield High School in Wyomburg and I play guitar.
I'm Rosie Bruce. I am also 18 years old and I go to Constantia Waldorf High School and I am a singer. I also play a little bit of guitar, but I'm mainly vocals.
And I'm Lee Spawn. I am the co-owner of School of Rock in Cape Town, Claremont. I've got a marketing background. I've been in corporate for the past, I think, 10, 12 years, and then decided to start this business with Keith Teuber, and we started this business just over 4 years ago.
Okay. Lee, can you tell us more about the Claremont School of Rock and how it started?
So School of Rock, as you mentioned, is a performance music school. It's an American franchise, so we were actually looking for something cool and different to do. Both of us, my business partner and myself, were kind of wanting to get out of corporate and do something a little bit more uplifting and something that involved people, especially kids, and developing them and just creating a cool community. So when we looked at different business offerings, this one jumped out at us. And obviously the name, School of Rock, I mean, who wouldn't want to go and learn music at a place called School of Rock? So we looked into it, found out it was a franchise, and we approached them and loved the brand and everything it stood for. So, yeah, as I mentioned, we started this just over 4 years ago. We toured through the States and met up with the headquarters there and just fell in love with the entire offering. The people that worked there were just so involved in what they were doing, and it really felt like a really special place that one would want to belong to, and that's actually how School of Rock came about.
Rojan, can you tell us why you guys decided to join the School of Rock?
That is not an easy question. Honestly, I think seeing the movie School of Rock started off as an American movie starring Jack Black, and when I saw kids playing music instead of being in a classroom, I immediately fell in love with the idea, and I could never imagine that a school like that would open up. And as soon as I found out about the School of Rock, it was showing on ENCA, and I did not want to go. I thought that there was no way that I would be good enough to ever be a student there, and my dad ended up dragging me to School of Rock and tricking me, and it's the rest is history. It's been amazing since then.
For me, I played music for quite a while before joining School of Rock, and why I went to School of Rock was to kind of get out of the kind of niche genre I found myself in and expand my horizons while improving my vocals and meeting new young musicians, which is exactly what it did. And I had friends who went there, so I already knew what they were doing and the kind of music they played, and I just wanted to be a part of it, join the fun and learn some new stuff about music.
And how has it been so far?
Amazing. It's life-changing. You go there and you think that you have an idea of music and what you think music is. And after being there for about 4 years now, you realize that without School of Rock, you could never truly love music as much as you do now. So I think that goes for every single student there. It's just, it gives you a deeper understanding of music as a whole, and it becomes a family because all the instructors are just so caring and take the time to make you become the musician you want to be and embrace uniqueness. So,
I've been at the school a lot shorter. It's only just been a year since I've been there. And exactly what Shandy said, it's so incredible to be part of that family. Everyone greets each other in or outside of the building. And the teachers really put all their care and their effort into making you into an amazing musician, and actually kind of almost shaping you as a person as well, because you form such a close bond with these people who we see the people 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
So yeah, you really end up becoming quite a close-knit family.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, School of Rock, I mean, as Rosie and Shandy have said, it has such an impact on people's lives. And no matter how old you are, whether you know, 6 years old and come there to one of our younger programs, or you're an adult that goes there. And I remember when we went to the States to meet up with the guys at the headquarters there, they all said, like, you'll get people who say that the school changed their life, you know, like it had such a positive impact and it turned around an aspect of their life that they were going through. And we were like, yeah, that sounds cool, you know, like, of course, you know, all like very sweet and everything. And after a few months of actually opening the school, we had parents coming up to us, and even kids, and saying, this really has had such a positive impact on my life. Like, it's really changed it for the better. It's taken them out of a situation that they may have been in. So, like, that's kind of cool to hear. Like, you kind of then go, geez, okay, you're doing something that really is pretty impactful.
So, as I said in the bio, you are doing the tour, the All-Star program. Can you please tell us more about that?
Well, the All-Star program's actually already taken place, so we've already been and come back. It's basically what happens is that students around the globe who are part of School of Rock audition and get chosen by their school to represent their local school, and they go through, well, we went through, a 6-month process of 3 rounds, where the first round is you get chosen. And the second round, you have to submit a video of yourself playing and you follow their criteria. And then the final round is a live audition where you're actually playing on a screen with thousands of other kids from around the world. So it was insanely daunting. But once you make it through, if you make it through, you get put into one of 7 teams. And Rosie and I were actually in 8 teams. I'm sorry. Rosie and I were actually in different teams, so we have a completely different experience, and you go around different parts of America.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. As Shandy said, we went to different parts. She went more like central Midwest. Yeah. I went to the coast. She ended up playing a festival,
Lollapalooza, yeah, in Chicago.
I didn't get that experience, but I got some equally incredible experiences.
Yours was definitely more professional.
Yeah, I had quite a senior band, so I got a very professional experience, whereas Shandy's was quite,
let's say, wild. And
yeah. Yeah.
So how did it feel to be chosen?
Flip, it's such an honor. There's so many students who apply for the program, and to be chosen out of, like, what is it, 35,000? 35,000 students, and us in the little southern tip of Africa, you know, being told that we are good enough to compete with the rest of the world is quite a feeling.
People tell you that you're the 1% of 35,000, and you think, no, that's not us.
True. How could we do that?
It's, yeah, incredible.
Lee, could you tell us how someone who wants to join the School of Rock apply?
Well, you can either pop in. We always welcome anyone to come by the school. There's always people walking in and out of there, coming to have a look around and meet with us. So you can either come to our studio in Cavendish Connect, or you can apply online, which is what Chris Booth did. There's a little lead form on our website, and you just fill it out with your details, and it comes straight to me. And then we get you started. And there is a first free lesson. So for anyone who's interested in starting to play an instrument, you don't have to have any skill. You can be a beginner or an advanced student. We do obviously give you a first free lesson, and yeah, we can get you started on your musical journey.
And what do you think about RX Radio partnering with the School of Rock?
I think it's a phenomenal idea. I mean, we would love to. We met with Gabriel a few weeks ago, and I think it's pretty inspiring what he's put together here and what the radio station's all about. So we'd love to obviously work with RX Radio and see sort of what we can put together in the next few weeks.
So today we're celebrating Women's Month. What message do you have for the women of South Africa?
Okay, I'll take this one. I think definitely in the music industry, as far as that goes, I think that women often have to work harder or over prepare because music is kind of seen as a man's job. I mean, not completely, but a certain advantage. And I think,
especially with certain instruments,
yes,
like drums, even guitar, bass,
yeah.
even
yeah.
People, when you see a female musician, obviously I am a vocalist, but people automatically assume, oh, she's a vocalist or she's a
an she's doing the shooby doo ups.
Yeah. So there's a bit of a stereotype that has to be broken in the industry, I think.
Yeah. So just keep working, at it.
As far as the other women who aren't musicians yet, just whatever your expression is, however you want to express yourself, we are privileged to be in an age where women can, or a lot of women, some unfortunately not, can express themselves and have that opportunity, and just to not take it for granted and say what you need to say and say it loud and say it proud.
After a short ad break, you will be performing something. What song will you be performing?
It's Left Side by Eloise. A little bit of jazz.
Yeah, it's quite jazzy. It's quite nice.
Okay.
This August, RX Radio is celebrating Women's Month by focusing on empowered women and girls who are achieving great things. So tune in today as we chat to the girls and women who make our societies flourish. RX Radio, by and for children.
We at RX Radio love, bring entertaining and educational radio to all the children both in and out of Red Cross Children's Hospital. If you would like to donate to our station, then please feel free to go to our website rxradio.co.za and click the Support Us button. That's rxradio.co.za. RX Radio appreciates all your efforts and hopes that you continue supporting us. RX Radio, by and for children.
RX Radio has partnerships with the Children's Radio Foundation, Kids Super Club, Bush Radio, Takalani Sesame, Smiley FM, Natural Geographic Kids, Cape Talk Radio, 5 FM, the University of Stellenbosch, Internet Strike FM, VoiceWorks, and the University of Cape Town, and Nali Bali. RX Radio, by and for children.
Well, I guess I'll take the train and move far away and just keep going till I forget all about your face. My heart forget about all the love. I'll tell myself another lie and pretend that you were never enough. But you were always enough. You were almost too much for me. I'll take days as they come and try not to stare at the man who looks like you standing over there. I'll breathe in and breathe out, yell and scream and shout that I am not strong enough. My skin's not as tough. I know yours always was. But someday I will heal. I will grow another heart. And I guess until then, I'll endure the falling apart. I'll learn to love the quiet and forgive what was said. And maybe one day I'll return to the left side of my bed, where lies the blood I bled, where I lost my head to you.
Thank you guys so much.